little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So we've got a couple of scenarios related to presentations of pneumonia. We're going to start off with some red flag questions that you might ask related to pneumonia and the severity of pneumonia. So you've got Sylvia on this occasion, who's presented to your surgery, and she's come with her husband, who's called Hugh. Can I check with both of you, is there any suggestion that you, Sylvia, have been confused or disorientated? Hugh, perhaps you might have noticed some changes in her behaviour?
I feel okay.
So you mentioned you've got this cough and you've been a bit on the breathless side, and you've been a bit sweaty, and that cough has caused you to cough up a bit of nasty phlegm as well.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to check your blood pressure first and then your chest, if that's okay, and count your breathing.
Okay.
If that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So all of these red flag questions are kind of guiding you to try and not just make a diagnosis, but also to stratify the risk for this particular patient and decide what do we do, or what do we encourage the patient to agree to in terms of options for management. So we've got a couple of different versions. So for Sylvia, you've got an infection in your right lung. So that's an infection that we call pneumonia. And I would suggest that we treat that with an antibiotic, and usually 5 days of antibiotic will sort the chest infection out or make you feel an awful lot better. How does that sound?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you're at a low risk of dying from pneumonia, and pneumonia can be a nasty infection, but because you're at a low risk of dying from the infection, I think it would be okay for you to stay at home for that treatment.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably fine if you think that's okay. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is to get you to safety net me now for that situation. So this is the low-risk patient who's got no confusion. So she's an older lady. So the scoring system that we use is the CRB 65 scoring system.
Mm-hmm.
And we're taking a score of 1 or 0 as being low-risk. And that would be an acceptable risk for community treatment without stepping out too much. So on this occasion, Sylvia's not breathing faster than 30 times in a minute. And she's reasonably well, but you've diagnosed pneumonia. She's got focal signs in her lungs.
Mm-hmm.
So safety net me for that scenario, please.
Okay, Sylvia. So if you're not improving at all within 3 days of starting the treatment, we should probably see you again, because we'd expect you to begin to improve within 3 days. And actually, if you're any worse in that time, let's see you sooner on the day urgently, because sometimes it's possible to get unwell very quickly when you have an infection. I mean, some people with pneumonia do prefer to actually just come in for a re-examination and a checkup, and we could book you in for that now in 2 or 3 days' time, or we can leave it for you to decide how you are in 3 days.
Yeah, no, I'm Hugh's sensible, and I don't feel too bad. And okay, it sounds a bit drastic having pneumonia, but yeah, no, I'm happy. Hugh will just keep an eye on me,
yeah.
And if I feel any worse, then Hugh will bring me in,
or
get a doctor to come and see me. That would be fine, I think.
Okay, that's great.
So there's a slightly different version. So we've got someone who's a bit more unwell, potentially. So we've got Sylvia's presenting in a slightly different guise. So the scenario for version two. So Sylvia has a score of 2 on our CRB 65 score.
Mm-hmm.
And that's based on her age being over 65. And her respiratory rate is higher than 30 times a minute. Sylvia, it's reassuring that you're not confused and your blood pressure seems to be okay at the moment. You're not lightheaded when you stand up. But based on the fact that you're over 65 and that you're breathing more than 30 times in a minute, I would suggest that we send you into hospital. And the reason for thinking about that is that if we don't keep a very careful eye on you, you do have an intermediate risk of dying.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is between 1 and 10%. Now, chances are that you'll make an absolutely complete recovery from this, but I think we do need to keep a careful eye on you. So I would encourage you to go into hospital. That would be the safest thing for you. What do you think?
Well, I really would prefer to avoid that if I could, Doctor. I'd really prefer to stay at home.
Okay, all right. Well, it's perhaps not the safest way of dealing with things, but we can try and make it as safe as possible, as long as your husband's happy with that. What do you think, Hugh? Hugh's going to support you, isn't he? Okay, so Hugh's supporting you. Okay, well, fair enough, both of you. Since you're not keen to go into hospital, would it be all right if I ask a nurse from our urgent care team to keep an eye on you, and she could come and see you on a daily basis and maybe even more frequently than that if she's concerned until you start to improve? Of course, it's worthwhile watching out for any deterioration. So if you're becoming confused or getting more breathless or you're feeling faint when you stand up, then we really ought to be sending you straight into hospital. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'd prefer that, really. If the nurse can keep an eye, and then obviously if things are getting worse, then I'll speak with her, but we'll reconsider.
And feel free to give us a call or get in touch with the nurse urgently if you're feeling any worse.
Okay.
We'll keep a very close eye on you under those circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So ordinarily, I would expect you to be feeling an awful lot better within a week.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If that's not happening, you need to let me know or mm-hmm. one of the team. During that period of time, the sweatiness that you're experiencing on the night should usually have settled.
Mm-hmm.
But you might find that you get some aching in your chest for maybe up to a month.
Okay.
And it may take as long as that for that extra phlegm that you're coughing up to settle down. So it wouldn't be unusual for that to hang around for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
But you might still have a bit of breathlessness and a bit of a cough going on for about 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then within 3 months, usually most of your symptoms will have settled down, but you might still feel a bit of fatigue because this can really floor you. So
right,
you might
for quite a few months.
Yeah, so that might really affect your plans for the next 3 months. You mentioned that you're thinking about going on holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Is that something that maybe we should be thinking about, whether you might want to change your plans?
Yeah, well, if it's going to really leave me pretty tired for the next few months, I don't want to be spending a lot of money on a holiday.
If it helps, then I'm very happy to sign any insurance certificates to verify that it's been under medical advice that you've had to cancel a holiday.
All right, okay.
But certainly I wouldn't book any holidays up at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So do you charge for filling in those forms?
Yes, there's a fee that's attracted to it because it's outside of your normal GM.
Yeah, we would charge.
MS services, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for our GP. Improving, risk removing, no confusion.